Welcome to the Voice Over Today podcast. I'm your host, D. Foster 3. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This is an audio podcast that briefly touches the eye on the culture. That's right. We talk about some major things that's going on in the culture. I want to say thank you for all of your support. I am also the host of the Friday, the Voice Over Now podcast, which you can check out right here on this platform, WPBMediaNetworks.com. Shout out to owner and operator April J. We thank her for allowing our voice to be heard on this platform. Yeah, I decided to try something new. You say, where's the face? No, remember, this is a weekly audio right in the middle of the week. So much is going on. And, you know, I don't want my Friday podcast to be scattered all over the place. We have focused content for Friday. And if you have not seen it, you need to make sure you like, subscribe, and share and be a part of that Friday content. Listen, we got to show this. If you like it straight, no chaser, you know, if you've heard my other podcast, that's exactly the way we're doing it. Not about personal feelings, but laying the facts and the evidence out there and offering some commentary based on the facts and the evidence. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you like, you share, you follow. This is something we try new. The Voice Over Today podcast, audio, and we'll get the visual on Friday, the Voice Over Now. Hopefully you are subscribed to this channel of WPB Media Networks. Also, you can follow us. And I didn't say it. I am the CEO of Wake Up Global Networks and president of D3 Consultants, LLC. You can follow also our social media on Wake Up Global Media, Instagram, Wake Up Global Media, on X, WGNINC, and on Facebook, Wake Up Global Networks. Listen, there's an issue that I need to talk about. There's an issue that I need to talk about, and it has to do with media. Why I decided to do this, several things. Two things got my attention at once. And I am preparing for our Friday podcast and doing my research and doing my studies and getting my information. I ran across something and I said, you know what? I cannot put this in Friday's content. It's not congruent with the subject of Friday, but this needs to be known. And so the topic of this audio Voice Over Today podcast is the decline of Black media, the decline of Black media. This is what got my attention. So if you go back to my content on my platform, maybe about a month ago, I discussed the separation of Candace Owens from the Daily Wire. If you remember, and I'm not going to go into it, but I want to use this as a springboard. I talked about her views versus, I believe it is the owner or co-owner of the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. I talked about the differences in their views, which ultimately, without going into details, you can go back to my podcast on this platform. Without going into details, it caused a separation. Now, in the midst of that, Candace Owens, and I put the disclaimer out again, as I did before, I'm not necessarily a Candace Owens fan, but I give credit where credit is due. Candace Owens, she brings the fire. She does her research. I don't always agree with her personal morality or her beliefs about certain things, but that's her beliefs. Like you have yours and I have mine, right? But what I have to say is Candace does her research, and I respect any commentator. There's so much foolery out there that and so much what I call, which is okay, reactionary stuff, just looking at people's content and commenting on it. But when you do the research, and that's what we are about here at the Voice Over Now podcast and the Voice Over Today show, it's about research. It's about coming up with the facts and letting the viewers or the listeners make opinions. Now, having said that, I'm not throwing no shade on people who do the reactionary. They got the numbers. Let's admit it. They got the numbers. They got the viewers, because most of the time it's on other issues, beefs, the Kendrick, the Drake, the Diddy stuff, which somebody has to do that. And I appreciate people who have the gift to go into the culture and bring us accurate information and not just create messy stuff. But anyway, did I say share this? Share this. Share this. So anyway, Candace Owens separated. But Candace Owens invited Ben Shapiro to do a debate. And I think Ben agreed, watch this, with the stipulations that there be a negotiations done, that there be an arbitrator. Now, the only way I can think you want an arbitrator is because, you know, Candace is going to bring smoke. And you're protecting, and this is what I'm getting to on this podcast, your advertisers. Because the Daily Wire is supported by a lot of money through advertisement. So that was fine. I was looking forward to that. But then I pick up and discover she's got a gag order against her on the public debate negotiations. Now, I want you to focus in on that word gag. Now, for those of you who may not know, I don't know how you don't know, Candace Owens is black. Candace Owens is very controversial. Candace Owens is very straight, which I love about Candace Owens, and to the point. Candace Owens has no gray areas, which you know I love. You know where Candace Owens is at, whether you agree or not. I love it. Candace Owens challenged Ben Shapiro over her and his beliefs about the Hamas war. Candace Owens challenged, I want you to get this, Ben Shapiro. I think he's co-owner of the Daily Wire, over her beliefs of the Hamas war, and that caused a separation. And now they have put a gag order. So that's the first, and I'm segueing into my main theme. Share this, share this, share this. Comment in the comment section. And then this got my attention. It says from NPR, while it may seem like black-focused media is at a high these days, watch this. The reality is only 4%, and I even question that now, of all media in the United States is black-owned, not black commercials, not black commentators, black-owned, which means controls the narrative. You don't control the narrative. That's why Candace is no longer with the Daily Wire when you have a contract. Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, and I can go on and on. You only control the narrative when you own. Now, I'm getting somewhere. Moreover, experts say the base practices from advertisers, here it is, make it harder for black-owned media companies to be profitable. Now, here's the dilemma. I want to control my narrative. But in order to do that, because no one can tell my story or our story like we can. But in order to do that, I have to generate the revenue. Like take where we are, WPB Media, black owned, female, April J. Shout out to April J. for allowing all of this wonderful, enlightening, educational content to come on her platform. And yet, it's not free. Now, I would say she's one of the most, and I'm encouraging, if you want a voice, check her out. If you got something to say, check her out. Support WPB Media Networks. It's black owned, built from the ground up. Right? I'm making my point. but it cost her money. And in my opinion, and that's one of the reasons I decided to do my podcast on this platform, hopefully, no brag, to draw attention to this platform so people would like, subscribe, share. I could have did it on my own platform. I mean, yes. But again, when I see somebody building a meaningful, not no messiness, but educating the community, having interesting, entertaining, enlightening, and educating conversation in a platform of integrity, oh yeah, I want to be on that. Because hopefully my views, my content, will draw people to the platform who never knew about the platform, and they will subscribe, they will like, they will share, they will follow, they would push programming further up the algorithm. But it costs April J money. It costs the Voice Over Now money. Not a lot of money. That's not the point. And this is not a fundraiser. This is talking about why, in my opinion, black media is declining and will continue to climb if we don't get some of the points that I'm making on this podcast. Like this, share this, follow us. So here we are. And I can only talk about this platform because I'm on a WPB Media Network. I'll take even my platform, Wake Up Global Networks. I made no bones about it. We had a cash flow issue this time last year. That's why some of our program halted, because it costs for your voice to be heard. Ecclesiastes says that. There was a poor man who had wisdom to save the city, but he could not be heard. Why? Because he was poor. Money amplifies your voice. Don't let nobody fool you. It's not your content. You have all the great content. And I dealt with that when I had Imani on my show as a guest, and we talked about independent versus industry. It ain't about in the industry, mainstream, even with the Daily Wire. It was obviously, it wasn't about content. It wasn't about Candace's opinion. It was about protecting the advertisers. What was the race? What was the background of the advertisers? Were they offended? Well, I know Ben Shapiro was, based on Candace Owens' opinion of the war. But anyway, I'm making a point. Share this. I'm D. Foster III. If you've never heard of me, I host the Voice Over Now podcast every Friday. CEO of Wake Up Global Networks. But we just instituted the Voice Over Today commentary. So April J has this wonderful platform that goes out to the world. She has shows like The Voice Over Now. It costs her time, equipment, to edit, to upload, to make sure it's excellent. Where's she going to get the money from? If it's not advertisers. And this is an independent. Now, I'm sure she has some people that they make mention, but I'm talking about major corporations. So she has to get the money from the shows that come on, like The Voice Over Now. So we need to generate. Where do we get the money from? Hopefully from committed listeners and viewers who are being fed, educationally enlightened, entertained a little bit. Love the content. Enjoy the way it's put out. We'll say, I think I'm going to send a seed to that. Now, again, this is not a fundraiser. I'm making a point. I'm making it real. I'm making it practical. So for us to give April J money, so that April J has the money, and this is any independent platform, to continue supplying this platform as an opportunity for my show and other shows, there has to be a trickle down. And here it is. It starts with the viewers. Now, if you're Apple sponsored, you don't have to do that. You don't have to have the viewers because you got major advertisers, beer commercials, food commercials, exercising commercials, herb commercials. So your funding is guaranteed. But the only thing is your content. Your content. Your content. Because when you go to that level, again, the company and the host's job is to protect the business. And it's not necessarily about content. Okay? So I'm encouraging you right now. It's at the bottom of your screen, even though this is the audio version. Support WPB Media Networks. You ought to be, have that in your budget, whether it's $5 a month, $10 a month, to say, listen, I enjoy the content, whether it's the women's talk show, whatever it is, the voiceover nap podcast, whatever it is. I walked into a bar, whatever the content is, I enjoy this network. It's black owned. It's quality. I'm going to put it $10 a month. Or you can support the individual shows too. The voiceover. Support us. Why? Because then we have the money to give to April J. You can Zelle or PayPal at simply our address, wakeupwakeupp03@gmail.com. wakeupp03@gmail.com. Put us in your budget. If you enjoy every Friday and now every Wednesday, if you're growing, if you're getting something, if you're not, don't. But if you love conscious, educational, informational, where we dig up the facts, I do very few redactatory shows here because I'm going to be the original voice. And if I quote something, I'm going to give its props. That's why I said NPR, I got that information. All right, let's move on. So I stumble across that, then I do a little more digging. Now, I'm in the process of preparing my Friday show. So, you know, I get, and that's why I'm doing this, because I can get distracted. Information starts coming alive to me, right? Then I stumble across this. Wait a minute, where's this? Hold on. I love it. It says, and this is from The Wrap. The Griot lays off video pod team managing editor over strategic changes. I love that word because that's what Revolt used when they got rid of Joe Budden and them, Ebony Williams and them. That's what Radio One used, I think, when they got rid of, or when Roland Martin, always strategic changes. But notice the strategic changes never include enhancing the voices of the hosts were there. So let me read a little bit of this from The Wrap. The Griot, you remember The Griot? Byron Allen, media mogul, brought The Griot. Remember he went to court to sue Verizon? The Griot, Byron Allen's multi-platform media outlet catering to black Americans, So he had black voices, right? Laid off staffers in a restructuring effort that is also eliminating. Why does all restructuring have to do with elimination of us or voices or content or free content? But anyway, I'm just reading. Eliminating the editor's position also, according to the individual with knowledge of the situation. The axe is falling at the Griot. An individual with knowledge of the situation told The Wrap, members of the podcast and video team have been laid off along with managing editor Christy Ogles, the individual said. The Allen Media Group is making strategic changes to better position the company for growth. That's, And you know what's interesting? That's the same thing Revolt said when they got rid of a lot of their news talk. Same kind of language. I'm noticing the same kind of language. Better position the company for growth that will result in expense and workforce reductions across all divisions. So basically what you're telling me is, let me read through all that smoke, that you're not having the finance to support those black platforms. The money is, again, the money is not coming in. I mean, I'm reading through all the smoke, restructuring, all that. Then basically you says the changes to better the position for growth that will result in expense and workforce reductions across all divisions. So now we lose the voice. And I'm not talking about whether you like these persons, because, you know, we don't do the content based on likes. It's the facts. So we lose the voice of, just to name a few that I listen to, that I didn't always agree with, like you don't always agree with me. That's not the point. It's to raise issues. It's to bring awareness. Then you can make your decision. But if there's no voice to bring an awareness to what's going on, like I'm bringing an awareness to the decline of black media, because we see black faces, we think that's the black voice. No. And I can prove that through one main show that Candace Owens ate up, The Breakfast Club. They don't speak for me. They may speak for you, right? That's what I said about Candace Owens. She went to The Breakfast Club. I saw that interview, and she educated them where their mouths were open. And very seldom you see, especially Charlamagne, his mouth hanging open. And she corrected them. But yet you're the main radio show. You're the main platform for the culture. But you are industry. I believe Apple. So you have advertisers. So you can't speak really for me. Anyway, like this, share this, follow it. I'm loving it. I like it. I like it. I could never put all this on my Friday show. So it says, the company will continue, the spokesman declined the specific layoffs. The company's brand continued to perform well in many areas across revenue growth and greatly outpaced the market. We're aligning these changes to drive future businesses. Bah, 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 bah. The bottom line is their voices like Ebony Williams. I'm sure she has her own platform. We can go over there and we should support that if that's who you're feeling. Mark Lamont Hill. You should support his personal platform because he was on the grill and now he's not. I haven't seen him in about 3 weeks, but I believe he has his own podcast. Support. And that's the point of why anything declines. Either bad leadership, which I'm going to be talking about on my podcast on Friday, make sure you subscribe. Bad leadership. Hit the notification bell so you know we're uploading brand new content. Or lack of finances. I don't know how to put it, and I'm very practical on this part. I know no other way to put it. Roland Martin. So they say, NPR says 4% black owned. I think that's very generous. To be honest with you. I mean, you have black-owned companies, but I'm talking about black-owned media who are bringing awareness. Of course, you have, like I said, and anyway, I'm not going to get into how they're owned, but you have Radio 1. It may be black-owned, partly black-owned, but it's where's the news segment? Like, say, for instance, what Roland Martin used to have. And I'm not going to get into the politics of all of that. Where's the BET, like what Travis used to have? Travis Smiley. Tavis Smiley. That's declining. I don't believe that's 4%. So you come to our independent platforms that don't have big advertisers, because advertisers look at numbers. I feel like WPB, again, for the shows that this company hosts, the viewership should be triple what it is, which means people are viewing but not liking, not sharing, not subscribing, not following, which means it's making it difficult for her to qualify. I'm breaking it down to y'all, making it difficult. And I have not talked to April J other than uploading this show. So she's not fed me this information. But having been on this platform and other platforms she's owned for almost 10 years, I know how this works. I'm not a novice when it comes to media, right? So when we don't do that, if she wanted to entertain major advertisers to help support, it's hard because they look at the numbers and say, well, I'm just giving you an example. You only have 1,200 subscribers to your channel. We need 100,000. I'm just giving you an example. That's why when we say, even with our podcast, like, share, you push us up to the algorithms and they push your programs further up, and they share your content with people who like the kind of content you share. That's why I say share this. If you like it, leave a comment. Right? So the future of Black-owned media is grim if we don't start supporting one another, because mainstream media is not going to allow you joy, Al. They will allow you a certain, give you certain space. Give you certain space. But they're not going to give you the space that independent platforms give you, like WPB Media, or like a private-owned platform. And to do it right, it costs money. As I tell our team all the time, we just started. I think our podcast is 6 weeks old, right? And every week I have to make a podcast. Every week I have to do, and hope you looking at us on Sunday morning for the Voice of Hope Connection. That's work. And then our prayer call. And I have to do these recordings on a beginner's equipment. And I tell our team all the time, there's so much more we need. We need light. I need cameras. You need a crew. All that costs money. Where do you get the money if you don't finance it yourself like April J did? For people who believe in what you're saying and support what you're saying and want to continue to hear what you're saying. So if Black media is going to have a future, we got to start supporting it. Like right now. Because it's being cut out subtly. That's what I wanted to raise awareness to. It's being cut out. We're going to take the Voice Over Today podcast to another level. It'll stay audio with my schedule and doing my Fridays and all of my other shows on Sunday. I don't see how I can right now include enough. It takes a lot of work and a lot of perfection and a lot of time to record visually. So this will remain for now, lest we get that $1 million donor and we get our studio and you just walk in with an engineer and everything is set up. But for right now, I want you to look for this every Wednesday, 12 noon. I want to say again, thank you, April J, for your boldness, your courage, your strength to launch out and create a platform where our voices can be heard without restriction, without limitation, to bring awareness, enlightenment, and education. I want to hear from you. Of course, leave comments on the page, but our email address is thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com. thevoiceovertheglobe@gmail.com. Don't forget to support this network and support this show. If you're feeling it, and feeling the content, support it, magnify our voices so we continue to bring awareness and enlightenment to the issues that affect us the most. till the next Voice Over Today podcast. This is your host, D. Foster III, saying you got a voice. Keep using it.